4 dozen clams. I mean, isn't that great? 4 dozen clams, along with the additional things that traditionally come with the 90.1 Club. You just pledge $90.10, and you can receive 4 of the following. A WSB hat, T-shirt, sweatshirt. You can get a mug or a tote bag, any 4 of those things. And you get your name on a plaque, which is pretty gratifying in and of itself. I mean, you can have your name hanging in the studio forever, along with other people that have donated $90.10. So give us a call at 632-6901 and stay tuned for the wrap-up.
In this, you are the king. You know why you run things. As somebody try compete. But I him your defeat. This is Nat, telling you to listen to No Sound Test. 90.1 FM every Saturday night. Dance hall style from 12 midnight to 1:30 a.m. on WUSB Stony Brook. Stepping it much.
632-6901 is our telephone number. We're entering the last few minutes, literally, of Radiothon 1991. We've got a studio full of people that are going to be talking to you in just a few minutes, and hopefully you'll be talking to us by filling up our phone lines in the last remaining moments. Radiothon 1991, we've been here for 10 days raising funds. So far, we're up to 10 days, yeah. We're up to $21,866. $21,866. Now, well, we're still not there.
Unfortunately, some people
step up to the microphone.
Won't pledge. Unfortunately, some of you people out there who do pledge won't ever send us the money that you pledged us, and so it is an illusory figure.
We'll have to take care of those people. But they're few and they're far between.
We do have some great premiums left, though. We still have the clam deal for $90.1.
I can't believe no one's gone for that.
Yeah, I mean, I would die for 4 dozen clams. That's great.
And it's not like you're going to die from 4 dozen clams, because these are good clams.
Yeah,
these aren't the kind of, you know, you get in certain places.
And they're sent. Wow, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Some wise guys
for blinding me with a picture. But yeah, those clams are delicious, and they're sent to you straight by our own Cindy Missler.
Same day, yes.
Cindy Missler will actually find your house, wherever it is, and we'll deliver them to you.
You can keep her off the air for as long as...
That's why we were suggesting that people in northern Connecticut or very far eastern Long Island, or perhaps maybe, you know, you could call up and your aunt in, Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, might want some clams. I mean, they don't have very many clams there, do they?
And Sindar will have to drive all the way there.
Technically, she will have to somehow make it all the way out there
You would technically keep her off the air.
So for $90.10, not so much keep her off the air, but just cause a major pain for her.
Oh, well, yeah,
that
too.
All the way out there. It looks like Mike dropped all his camera equipment back
Mike,
there.
Mike, don't fall off the table again.
She's looking. She has a funny look on her face.
Mike is hiding because he fell off a table last year.
Can I just say something?
Right about this time. Go ahead.
I just like to say, and this is for anyone out there who's considering, you know, I've been manning the phones pretty much all week with all these wonderful people here.
Personing
the phones. Sorry. Let's be non-gender specific.
Thank you.
I've been personing the phones all week here. And let me tell you something. Anybody who isn't interested, anyone who's interested, I want to tell you this now. From Radiothon 92, you get so much incredible amounts of free food back there.
It's incredible.
So
it's all because of you. And all you have to do is just pick up that phone, that little piece of plastic, and dial those numbers and say, 632-6901, I want to give. I want to give.
Hallelujah.
All right. We have... Jim Master Blaster Wiener inside.
Barrel House.
All right.
Barrel House Wiener.
Can you hear us in there, Jim?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Let's see.
What do you got for us?
I got to turn up the volume here just a little bit, so okay. Well, I just got to say that there's only, about 35 minutes, maybe just a little more left in the radiothon. See it? Well, you laugh. You all laugh, but it's true. And you wouldn't all be laughing so hard when you'll be trying to tune the station in, and you'll have a problem tuning it in.
All right, keep it down.
See, if
Sorry
we can't...
That.
No,
you
that's okay.
Control.
Well, that's okay. I understand. If we can't move our transmitter and antenna to a higher location, if we can't get enough money to do that, the day may come where you will not be able to hear someone banging on the microphone or coughing into the microphone,
won't
the things that make
either.
WUSB famous. No, you won't be able to hear the programs that you hear on WUSB, not just the special ones that you hear during the radiothon, that you've heard during the radiothon, but the special programs that we make sure are a daily part of WUSB. We don't need a radiothon, a fundraising drive, to try to put forth special imaginative programming, innovative programming. It's there year-round. And if you want to continue to be able to hear us, some of you may lose the signal if we can't move our... We can't move our transmitter or tower to a... our antenna to a higher location.
Well, the transmitter will probably go to a higher location, too.
Yes, our transmitter and antenna will have to go to a higher location in order for us to protect our signal and to strengthen it so that more people can hear us.
A lot of people don't understand that the actual thing that's up there, that thing, is an antenna, but the transmitter is sort of like a machine that transmits the thing to the antenna. That's a technical explanation. I realize it goes above some people's heads.
Well, usually antennas do, the way they're mounted. But the point is...
Walter is here again for the third year in a row, and I think he's going to jump up on the microphone like he always does.
Well, the number is 632-6901. You still have about 35 minutes to pledge. Oh, my goodness. Somebody's walked in behind me. But before I'm yanked out of the studio, and deservedly so, I'd like to say WUSB would like to thank regional topographers of Belmore for their typographic contributions to Radiothon 91, and we'd also like to thank W.T. Swengross Incorporated for their donation of printing services to Radiothon 91. And you can still make a contribution to Radiothon 91 and be part of a very special family of listeners and broadcasters by calling 516-632-6901. That's 516-632-6901. And be a part of the 10 days that shook everybody's piggy bank. 516-632-6901.
Now, we want to thank Paul from Dix Hills, and we want to thank the caller from Stony Brook for their generosity. We're now at $21,901. You know what that means? We're $99 away from the $22,000 mark. And, you know, somebody yelled at me today as I was walking into the station. They said, "Hey, Corley, you're never going to make $22,000 today." You know, can you believe people are that cruel? And they said that, and, you know, let's prove them wrong. Let's prove them wrong. Let's get those phones lit up on this last half hour of Radiothon 1991. The last half hour of 10 days, 632-6901, area code 516. Looks like we have one caller on the line. Let's make it five callers. Why not? Francis.
To all those people out there, let's
they can't hear you shaking your fingers.
But anyway, help us go one step beyond.
One step beyond indeed.
Hey, you! Whoa. Don't watch that. Watch this.
How'd you do that?
This is the heavy, heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock steady beat of madness. One step beyond.
Can everybody dance at once? Slam dancing right here in the studio.
I kind of prefer slam dancing to Lawrence Welk myself.
Mike Uhas is here. He came all the way in from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You drove, did you?
I drove.
You drove. And what do you think of Radiothon 91 compared to Radiothon 90 and Radiothon 89?
Wondrous.
It is, isn't it? What? Say some magical words. Make the people call up in these last few minutes.
632-6901.
Ah! He's taking pictures left and right.
632-6901.
Jimmy McDexter, step up to the microphone, please.
My turn, is it? Oh, cool. I like that sound. Let me get my ears on here. There we go.
Speak to our callers. What have you to say?
Well, we got about a half an hour left here of Radiothon 1991. And hit it, guys. It's getting out of control up here at USB at this time. And this is one of the more fun parts of the Radiothon, come to think of it, because everybody's up here kind of going wild. And
you know, there's been one light lit on the telephone, and it's been lit for about 20 minutes. So it's either someone pledging a very confusing amount of money or Cindy's on the phone again.
I think maybe it's possible it's the latter. But
we have four open lines, and we need people to call in. 632-6901. It's that simple. You know, we're in the last few minutes here. We sound kind of crazy. That's because we are kind of crazy.
We're burnt from being here for as long as we have been. As much as we like to do this, and well, we like to be all up here together. We don't necessarily like to be here having to ask for money, but
no.
but being that that is the case and it is necessary, we all make the extra effort to be here as much as we possibly can to answer the phones and bring food and amuse everyone else who's here, which actually a lot of amusement does occur here.
Okay, we've got a second call in there.
All right, hopefully, well, let's get some people from car phones. I've only known we got one couple of people from car phones. Did we?
I myself took two calls from car phones this year, and that proves something because we've never taken calls from car phones before.
That's right.
I never have.
No.
And there's more people calling with car phones.
All right, so and I know of at least one other one, so we did get some car phone people. But I'd like to see a few more. Okay. Not that I don't know how they can prove that they're on a car phone.
Light up the telephones. Let's have one final flurry of activity in there because this is it, you know? This is our final stand here. And we want to break that 22,000 mark and go as far beyond that as we can because, well, to be honest, we didn't make the goal we originally set for ourselves, and that means we're going to have to work a little bit harder in some other ways, benefit concerts, whatever. We got to find something to raise that money because if we don't move the transmitter, everybody hurts. And that's the sad truth. So let's get some final activity in there because it all makes a difference. Everybody has made a difference up until this point.
And we do incredibly appreciate those of you who have already given so generously.
That's true. We certainly do. And everybody who calls in will get a USB bumper sticker, a USB button, and the USB program guide for an entire year. And what more, well, I'm sure there's a lot more you could ask for, but that's a good start anyway.
That's right.
And we have all kinds of CDs and cassettes and LPs and T-shirts and mugs and coffee things and tote bags and whatever your heart desires, we have. All different price ranges. I'd like to see a couple of people join the 90.1 Club, you know? A couple of last few people that will actually pledge $90.10. You can use Visa or MasterCard, and that offer, I believe, has been revived again. Anybody who uses their credit card, Visa or MasterCard, will get a free bonus USB cap on top of
That's
whatever
true.
Else they get. They'll get that absolutely free thrown in. That's for using your Visa or MasterCard. All because it makes our life a little bit easier, you know, less paperwork, so we
Indeed.
Like to do that. 632-6901, you got to call that number and make your pledge and tell us that you care about USB because nowhere else will you hear the diversity of programming that we have here. Bill Capozzi is here.
Here he is, Brother Bill.
Let's
step up to the mic, Brother Bill.
Step up to the microphone.
Thank you. Put your ears on. Put my ears on.
And you're here alternate Wednesday nights now, is that right?
Alternate Wednesday nights.
All right. And you've been at USB for some time.
Yeah.
What are some of your most memorable moments at this place?
Oh, nothing I think I'd want to discuss on the air. The first one that popped into my head. Memorable? Well, it was doing the shows with Brother Nick, of course.
Yeah.
When he was doing news.
I believe you've known him from the past, too.
I've known him for a long time, time, Brother Nick. He's my actual brother.
Ah, well, that
See, people thought it was a strange religious cult, but we don't want to hear about the brothers. We want to hear about 632-6901 and want to encourage people to come to action in the 90s. It's tired of thinking about everything. Let's have some action. You just get up and make the call. It seems like nothing, but it is a very, very big thing to do, and we would really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what it boils down to, folks. We're human beings here. We're not, you know, conceited radio personalities like you might find other places that really don't care what the people think. But we do care. You know, we talk to you on the telephone and listen to what you have to say and take your advice because, you know, we're all in this together. This is community radio. Community radio is something unique, something that unfortunately is vanishing in the 90s. And we don't want to vanish, and we don't think that we should have to vanish. We don't think that we should be overpowered by those other stations, and we don't think other stations should ever control USB or other entities should ever control USB. It should always be run by people, students, community members. Anybody that is interested in radio should always have USB to look to.
It's the people's radio station.
That's right. And your phone call of support, however much you can afford, does make a big difference. It really does. I mean, when you're talking goals of, you know, $500,000 like Channel 13 or whatever does, one person doesn't make that much difference. And that's nothing against Channel 13 because, you know, they're a TV station. They're just fine. But we're community radio. We're WUSB. We're a lot smaller than that. And every single person calling in makes a big difference, a real big difference. 632-6901, 516 area code. You know, I have yet to see the phones ring. Why do you think that is?
I think they're approaching the phone, possibly. It's a long trip from the couch to the phone. But we know
I
that
have
you...
have no trouble getting people to call when I'm doing a call-in show at this time
true.
Of day, you know.
They are out there.
Brain Damage will be back next week from 10 to 12, but... you know, I
think
I,
about what radio means to you, folks.
Well, imagine if you didn't have a brain damage to sound off, you know, too. Yeah, imagine if and there the wasn't a place is, you could call in and actually have your voice be heard. Imagine if Brother Bill wasn't here and you didn't have his program to look forward to, or one of the other shows that we bring you throughout the course of a normal week, or an abnormal week, as this one was.
And the thing about Eric's show is that he will let anyone voice what they have to say.
Anyone at all.
He's completely objective. He doesn't enforce his opinion upon you. Even if he disagrees with you, he still gives you that opportunity to voice. And the thing is that we're asking you to, you know, speak out. Take a stand for WUSB. We give constantly 365 days a year, and we just want a little bit back. Because it's, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's only money, folks. But is this only radio?
Ooh, that's good. I like that one. We could market that. Trademark it. Make a fortune. That's good. I like it. I like it a lot. We can do something. We'll talk later. 632-6901. He's right. It's you know, money is something that's near and dear to all of us. But you gotta ask yourself, what do you do with your money? What do you spend your money on? Do you spend money on things that you value? Or do you spend money on things that you just have fun with? Well, USB is something you can value and have fun with.
Also,
it's also a necessity because there's more to life than just food and paying bills. There's also the things that you hold near and dear to you that you realize are important. It's an investment. It's something that that you want to have in the future. And if you make that investment now, USB will be here in the future. You know?
Well, you think about the point that you made. You think about what you spend your money on. You spend money on items or stuff to get you through life. And isn't that what radio is all about? Isn't radio a part of your life? It gets you through it. I don't know, especially a station like USB. I just, I couldn't imagine what life would be without being able to turn on USB and hear the music that I like and hear the music that I hate. I have that opportunity to dislike a lot, some of the stuff.
Oh,
it's a complete learning experience.
I cannot listen to this radio station lots of times because it's you know, I mean, I can listen for a little while, but then it starts driving me crazy because, you know, you got all kinds of people on this place and music that I don't understand that kind of music. But the point is, you know, it's not for me. It's for all of us. And it's something that we all get something out of at some point. And there's always somebody getting into USB at any moment in time. Even if it's only the person who's on the air at that time, there's always somebody getting into the radio station, and everybody has the opportunity to make the radio station what they want to do. And that's real important, because once you lose touch of the media, once the media becomes this, you know, sort of like the president of the United States, this thing you can't touch, this thing that's so remote that you only see it or hear about it on, you know, on the news, once it becomes out of people's hands, it loses the magic. And media does have such magic. It's incredible, the things you can do with radio and with the media in general. And that's something we must not lose our grip on. Now, there's lots of ways we can lose grip on this, and that's by, you know, selling out, by losing our standards, or, you know, selling commercials, or just having lots of corporate underwriting. We don't want to do any of that. We want to remain true to our ideals. And the best way to do that, of course, is to just keep the place going, you know, you and us, listeners and staffers alike. And a lot of the staffers, I think vast majority of the staffers have been pledging here too. And that shows something about our commitment. All we're asking for is that you make some commitment, just however much you can afford. And if you know other people that really should be calling in, tell them to call, please. We're in the last 20 minutes of Radiothon 1991. Please don't leave us hanging here. 632-6901. Show us a final flurry of calls if you've ever listened to this radio station and have enjoyed it and you want to see it continue and you want to make it a little bit easier to listen to, because a lot of people now are listening in mono because they can't get us in stereo. Well, this is a golden opportunity to actually do that, you know? It's a golden opportunity. 632-6901. No calls on the line. Let's see if we can get one person to call in. One person. Just what? One of you. And I know we always have, you know, one person that calls in and wants to say something on brain damage, or one person that wants to call in and request a song, one person that wants to win a ticket somewhere. And we're here for that. You know, that's the kind of thing we like doing. But occasionally, once a year, we have to ask for money as well. And, you know, however much people can afford, we don't want to ask for too much from any one person. Let's see if there's one individual out there that will actually give us a call. 632-6901.
WUSB, breaking the barriers of ignorance. Think of it, folks. Well, think of it.
One catchphrase after another here.
And they just kind of like swirl around in my head. I'm sorry. But I really feel strongly about what I'm saying, and I wish you could call up and give us a hand. Because you're actually helping yourself, and you're helping your neighbor. 516-632-6901. The final 19 minutes of Radiothon.
All right.
On, keep talking. Keep talking. I need to sit in the seat, and we'll talk together.
What do you get to say here?
Well, we'd just like to light up the phones, if that's at all possible. It's like get a final flurry of calls to help us out here. Radiothon 91 drawing to a close. I feel like it's New Year's Eve.
I know, really. The ball's about to drop. Hey. Actually,
hey, what you doing there? Is this Radiothon? I'd like to make a pledge.
Well, certainly, sir.
Hey, thank you. I've come all the way from Ireland to
you're in the wrong room for
WUSB.
A pledge.
Pledging's down the hall.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Unless it's the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
Hey, I pledge allegiance to no man.
516-632-6901. Make us happy.
Yeah.
Make yourself happy.
Please.
Can't imagine all the smiling faces.
Like he said, give.
Hey, you know, it's written on my pants. It says, call 632-6901 and pledge with a happy face on.
Maybe we could throw the pants in as a premium.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah, you can have my pants. I will make my pants for a $10 premium.
$10 donation.
They'll be clean, too. He promises.
632-6901. Is there something wrong with the telephones? Is that it? Is that the problem?
You know what it is, Eric?
All the phones down. Was there a major accident and somebody crashed into a telephone pole?
You know what happens,
pole?
Eric?
What?
When too many people call at one time, the phone lines get clogged. And just stay in the line and keep calling.
Okay, look. I want that one person out there, and you know I'm talking to you. You know I'm talking to you.
Bob,
make
John,
that
George.
Phone call. Now, we're not going to call them by name. We don't want to embarrass them. Pick up the phone, make the phone call, and tell me next week, when you call up my show, tell me next week how you feel about what you did, okay? Because most people that call in, most people that make that pledge feel great while they do it and after they do it because they know they've kind of... Put a brick down in our foundation, and that's real good. You know, that's a good thing to do when you're a part of something like this. 632-6901. Seriously, pick up the phone. You people in Connecticut, dial 516 in front of that. Let's make this place work together.
632-6901, folks. Get your pledges in because time is winding down very quickly.
Now, we're going to play a short song, and when we come back, we're going to hear from the general manager of WUSB.
That
it's actually going to make a trip in here. And we can guarantee these things because that's the kind of people we are. We're also going to hear from a lot of other people in the tally room there that have been busy all night long. We want to put them on the air as well. But please give us a call now, 632-6901. Invest in non-commercial radio, WUSB in Stony Brook. 632-6901. Maybe we can get a new switch too.
You're going to be Charlie Backfish.
You're going to be Charlie Backfish because Charlie Backfish was here tonight.
That's right.
Wow. Well, that's great. Charlie Backfish did a terrific Bob Dylan special. In fact, that's something else. If we're going to run down premiums for a $35 pledge, you can get a copy of that Bob Dylan special, a three-hour cassette. Well, not a three-hour cassette, but a three-hour special. Once I bought it, I think it was a three-hour cassette. Maybe it was a two-hour cassette. No, it wasn't a two-hour. It was a three-hour cassette. Yeah. 180
minutes.
Yeah, 180 minutes. They didn't make very many of them, but that's beside the point. You'll get it on two cassettes. A copy of the Bob Dylan special, which was aired tonight with Gary Pecorino and Charlie Backfish, and a lot of rare material. If you call 632-6901 and pledge $35, and you can use your Visa or MasterCard, too. If you do that, we'll throw in a USB hat as well. And if you're not interested in that, we also have the Frank Zappa interview, which was aired about a week and 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for a pledge of, I believe it was $25. I'm pretty sure it was $25. 632-6901, get a cassette of the Frank Zappa interview, which is most revealing, talking about PMRC and censorship and all that kind of fun stuff. So let's get those phone lines lit up in the final 9 minutes of Radiothon 1991. And Jerry, you're going to be on also on Monday. Is that right?
That's right.
Traditional folk.
Yes.
And you're also on Saturday mornings.
I am. But next Saturday, Jim Caligiuri is doing the whole shebang.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be good to hear his voice.
It's going to be Jim Caligiuri Goes Celtic?
He said, I'll do the show next week as long as I get 3 hours.
Now, let's try to get all the other people that are in the tally room in here for these last few minutes, because they've been working real hard all week long, or actually all 10 days long. We want to say thanks to them, and we want them to say thanks to you, our listeners, for calling us up and helping us out at this time of need. 632-6901. Let's get a couple more calls in before the witching hour of midnight. And I don't see anybody in there moving, so maybe they can't hear me. But
they can.
Well, they're being obstinate then, because we need to get a couple more people in here.
It's like we have plenty of room, too. We can stuff at least.
Yeah, you know,
six,
it's my idea that we'd
people.
Have like 1,000 people here. Rob Francis hiding in the back. Come up to the microphone.
Hiding.
You doing jazz on the air tomorrow?
Yes!
All right. Jazz on the air tomorrow at noon. Was it 12:30?
12:30,
right after the country show.
Excuse me, I'm not being fresh, although, well,
ooh,
maybe.
Ooh, Jimmy.
Jimmy McDexter has just squeezed by. And we have Cindy, Sindar.
Hey.
Haven't heard your voice in a while. Claudia.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. No, it's evening now.
Let's hear some final pitching from you guys.
Well, there's still a lot of people we haven't heard from out there. We really wished we could have heard from you. Maybe
and we
you
didn't want to resort to this, but I believe, Cindy, that list you have there is their name and address. And we are now going to read all that information on
the
airwaves.
We're going after the ticket winners first that didn't pledge.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to call them on the air and make them feel nice and guilty. What do you think? Is that fair?
Yes. Yeah.
All these people live? Should we do this?
Yeah.
Ed
Davis has the list.
Oops. Ed Davis has the list.
Okay, we got a dial tone.
He's giving it out to all the neighborhood derelicts.
What's that, Wiener? What?
They're going to make their pitch for USB.
Wiener's pointing to the letters FCC, saying that's an FCC violation to call listeners without their knowledge.
Oh.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Jim. Thanks a lot. You've made tonight so much fun.
Jim again?
He came in here with another FCC rule. Can you believe that? First was the obscenity clause, now it's this. Okay, well, I guess we won't do that right now, but we will get a hold of you one way or another. We'll make you have bad dreams or something. Norm is here.
What is everybody doing?
Well, we're all gathered around. We're having a seance.
Why is everybody here? What's going on?
Waiting for those last 10 calls.
Those last 10 calls. Look at this phone. First of all, somebody is on the phone. Somebody's been on the phone for about 25 minutes now.
And someplace.
It's not Cindy, because she's here.
No, I'm not on the phone.
See the reputation you have already?
So I'm setting up those transcontinental deals for USB. Come on, folks. Send the dollars in. Now's your last chance.
632-6901. Be the last caller. It's always something
cool
to be the first caller and to be the last caller, you know? So where is that last caller?
Well, why don't we take a guess as to what the letter of the last... Whoever is the last caller, let's have someone in this room guess what the first letter of the person's last name is.
Well, I'll take my letter, which is C. That's
all right, right, so we
on.
Want someone out
lay
there.
Lay money down on this? I'll put 25
we
bucks
want,
on it.
You gonna match?
Well, no, I'm not gonna match. I'm gonna bet. Oh, is that illegal?
What are you gonna bet?
Oh.
Why don't you match?
Boy, there's no fun in this place.
Why don't you match?
Why don't I match? Okay,
you'll
add
$5.
I'll match.
You'll add $5. All right, if someone's out there,
fine.
Last name starts with the letter C, why don't you be the last person to pledge for Radiothon 1991, and Eric Corley will add $5 to your pledge.
Now, if that isn't a direct invitation, I don't know what is. It's also a great opportunity to hurt me even further.
All of you folks, you know the old joke, remember when you were in elementary school? And if there were more than 12 people in the classroom, the teacher would say, I bet you there are at least two of you in this room who have the same month's birthday.
Same month? Wasn't it the same day?
Yeah.
Well, that's if you have more than 365 people.
Oh, okay. So are we going to do that here?
Are there more than 12 of us?
Oh, yeah, there's considerably more than 12 of us.
Well, we can do astrological signs. We can do astrological signs.
How about
first?
Aries.
What was that?
Excuse me?
What was that?
Gesundheit.
We want to do a tune.
Let's sing. You want to do a tune?
Yes. When I first came to Brookhaven town, hey, 90.1.
There wasn't a good station to be heard around.
Hey, 90.1.
And then one day I turned on the dial.
Hey, 90.1.
And there I found music to make me smile.
Hey, 90.1.
What's the next line?
WUSB.
No, there's something before that.
Wait, hold on, I can get this.
We've got it written down somewhere.
I waited for a legal ID.
Waited for a legal ID. Hey, 90.1. The DJ said WUSB. Hey, 90.1.
They start each day with the rising sun.
Way, hey, 90.1.
And they don't even end until day of the day is done.
Way, hey, 90.1.
There's more.
So next time.
So next
next time, something you do take a look.
You don't take a look, that's right. Do take a look.
Hey, hey, 90.1. At WUSB, Stony Brook.
6901. That alone is worth a pledge, I think. In fact, we'll have to make a copy of that rendition there. Which,
hey, why don't you play Koch's Sheep ID?
Oh, no.
And that started the whole thing 14 years ago.
14 years ago.
Yeah, well,
Sheep ID, I think it's over here.
I think it was played not too long ago.
Do we still have the sign-off card? Well, we used to,
the
used to sign
Kirk
the station
Ward?
Off
or
at 2:30.
The Kirk Ward card?
Okay, we've got Sheep here. Let's see what we got.
Driving around in my pickup truck, the only thing you can do is pick her nose and listen to WUSB in Stony Brook. That and go out with the boys and chase sheep on Friday night.
Got one!
Oh, yes. Those were the good old days. We got somebody on the phone here. Can you hear us?
Well, isn't it appropriate that when we're suffering the latest deluge of Doors material, do we have the mystery ID card anywhere?
Mystery? Is it a mystery? I don't know.
Well, you know which one we're talking about.
That's a mystery,
the
yeah.
one that people don't think is for real, but is for real.
This, folks, yes.
Let's put this on the air, and I will verify that this is for real.
This is most definitely for real. Now,
listen now. Pay attention.
Pay attention.
WUSB.
Now, a lot of
that
people,
was recorded in 1968.
Now, a lot of people would say, Norm.
No, that's for real. That is
how
for real.
Come this radio station went on the air in 1977 mm-hmm. and we have an ID from 1968?
Because if you heard the full ID that was done, he said, this is Jim Morrison of The Doors, and you're listening to WUSB 820 kilocycles on your radio dial.
And
which
we
is
cleverly,
our carrier current.
Cleverly edited
we
that out.
Cleverly edited it out.
And now it just says WUSB.
Right.
Notice
it really
he doesn't
sounds
say USB
very
90.1.
It's very ghost-like, isn't it?
And
very appropriate.
He's no longer alive either, so it's has especially haunting quality to it.
Jim Barrelhouse Morrison? Jim Barrelhouse Morrison. And Charlie Backfish did not meet Jim Morrison.
He didn't.
Oh,
it's a scam.
Well, that puts an end to that rumor. And
Charlie Backfish did attend the first American performance of the Rolling Stones.
We want to thank Jody from Comac, who called in. Who called in at 11:59. I think Jody from Comac is our last...
Comac, there you go.
Wait, no, did her last name begin with a C?
Hey,
Jody from Comac, Fun Comac.
Because I don't have to match it if her name doesn't begin
Jody
with a C.
Comac. Jody Comac. Yeah, Jody Bon Comac.
I don't think her last name was Comac. Do you remember the arguments people used to get into over the pronunciation of Comac?
It's
Comac.
Comac.
Marianne Devine used to get into some Comac. Savage fights about that because she's from there.
Gang fights, actually.
Well, yeah.
Jody
we don't
Van.
Get
Comac.
Into that, but all right, folks. It's 12:00. Technically, the radiothon is over.
Okay, go home.
Yeah, go home. If
oh, you are home.
Yeah, I feel like I am. 632-6901. I'm going to keep saying that for a couple of days, but you know, while we're packing up, maybe you want to call us and give us a pledge. Our final total so far is a palindrome. Can you believe this? $22,022.
Thank you.
And that's appropriate in a palindrome year, is it not?
That's right.
1991, 22022. Hey!
You give us $22,022 and we give you the world.
Wait, Teresa's that's on right. the phone. Put her on the phone.
Teresa is on the phone.
Put Zapolska on the phone.
Teresa, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you? You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
You're on the air. Did you
hey,
want to be on the air? Where this is the last possible moment of Radiothon, and
unless you get here real quickly, this will have to do.
Yeah. You have anything to say to our listeners?
Can people still call in?
Well, they can technically, and if they call in the next couple of minutes, they'll catch us as we're walking out the door. But yeah, they can call in.
Uh huh. Yeah, that'd be very nice if they would just call in and add their last minute donation, right?
Certainly would be.
Yeah, I hope they do that. We'll be standing by and taking their calls.
Teresa, are we going to be hearing from you tomorrow?
I don't know. That's all I want to talk to Cindy.
Okay. Sing us a little polka song, Teresa. Maybe they'll call up with $10 more, all those little polka fans out there.
I should sing a little polka song?
Yeah.
We've got to have one over
the
phone.
Okay, roll out the dollars. We'll have a barrel of fun. Oh, it'd be nice if everybody would call. And I'm sure they realize the importance of it all. Mm-hmm. And,
isn't that roll?
You know,
yes, we're singing roll out.
Want to be part of the USB family? That's what they should do. And I hope they do. Have a few minutes yet to do it, and you know, get up off the easy chair and do it.
Well, Teresa has put in an extraordinary amount of effort into the radiothon herself with her polka festival last Sunday. We want to thank her for all the effort she put into that, and thank all of her listeners and callers. And thank everybody that's called in so far, because you've really been great to us, and we hope to be great to you in the future. And hopefully we'll get everything that we want, and, you know, you'll get everything you want. Didn't say again?
Is there a polka category?
Is there a polka category in the Grammy Awards, we're wondering?
Yes, they did have one.
Just this year, right?
Yes, they did.
Who won?
They've had it for the last 8 years.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes.
Ah, so who won this year?
Jimmy Steer.
Jimmy Stewart, does that mean something
to you?
Star. By your tongue, Jimmy Star.
I really like soup.
Would you roll off? Roll that.
Andy Makaroff will have your head on that one.
We're going out ugly here.
Well, Teresa, I'm going to...
It's delicious.
I'm going to put you back on...
You're having a good party. Maybe I should come down.
I'll be with you in a minute, Teresa.
I'm going to put you on hold for Cindy.
Okay.
And, yes, well, this technically is not brain damage.
Frank is here.
All right, hey. Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frank
really
is
much rejoicing.
You Frank is the person that will
transmitter is going to give me.
He's the person that's going to personally carry our transmitter down to the new site.
I've done
celebrate
it.
Easter a second time of the year. Now it's going to be Frank's like,
yeah. It's a long walk down Nichols Road.
In front of me. Oh.
Hopefully this year, Mike, you will fall off the table once again.
Oh, no. Okay, it's careful.
Or burn his spark.
Okay, Eric, so how about, what did the fabulous Thunderbird say? Wrap it up?
What did Gary Gilmore say? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I like that one better.
Just do it.
And there was much rejoicing. Yes, we're going to go on to No Sound Test now, I guess, right? Back to normal programming on WUSB. Again, thanks, everybody.
Okay.
All right.
Bye,
Gary Pecorino, I see way out in there in the hallway.
See you, Eric.
All right.
Bye, Norm.
Stay tuned for Cabrette next. And, gosh, you know, I don't really know what I'm going to do next.
Thank you, darn it. Thank you.
Are you coming on from the other studio?
Yeah. Say thank you, and I'll be doing language.
How are you? We're going to put a little patch cord in there?
Good
okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, okay. Good night, folks. We'll see you next week. And thanks again. If you want to call us up, 632-6901 is our phone number. But you really better hurry, because this is it.
And the best thing we could say is stay tuned, because there's a show coming up.
Yeah. Good night, folks.
Good night,
John. It's dead air. It's dead air. You never have dead air in radio.
We need to listen to the national anthem.
No, we can't do this. This isn't how radio works. You're supposed to have something on the air at all times.
He's not ready yet.
What are
Eric, you're getting ready to play the label, if that helps.
No.
Okay, a little something here.
Play the label. Oh, no, we can't do that. No. Well, we got to fill the time somehow. Can anybody sing a song or something while we're waiting for the...
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is not a dream. Merrily, 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 life is not a dream.
Jim Wiener is tap dancing.
Well, that worked really well.
Let's go back to dead air.
632-6...
Wait, no.
What's all?
901. I have to stop saying that.
What number not to call?
Number nine.
The number is... Miracle.
Anytime you're ready.
It's anytime Cabrette is ready.
Oh, he's not ready yet? Well, I guess we can fill another minute or so.
He's ready.
Anybody
ready.
Want to
sing
ready?
Another song? I think.
Oh, no.
No?
The dread Jim Wiener returns.
Wait, don't pull that because it'll fall down and it'll make all this noise. You don't want to do that now, do you?
Actually, look.
Gently.
One second.
632-6901. Someone shut me up. I can't help but say that all the time.
If you're sick of hearing that phone number, call us.
Oh, I know what we can do. We can play the promotion for the show that's up ahead. How's that? Can we do that?
You're
very witty.
All right, here it is.
In this, you are the king.
Good night, everybody.
You know why you run things. As somebody try to compete. But I am your defeat. This is Natty telling you to listen to No Sound Test. 90.1 FM every Saturday night. Dance hall style from 12 midnight to 1:30 a.m. on WUSB Stony Brook. Stepping it much.
To the very last drop. Keep on doing it, tune it, baby. Don't ever stop. Keep on doing it, tune it, baby. I love it to the very last drop. The things you're doing to me, oh God, they make me feel irate, boy. And when you touch me from my head top down to my toe, you know I love it so. From me head top to me toe, I know I love it so. You could see the moon shining out on the beach we were walking, hand in hand through the night. I know it make me feel